Hello?
Hello, is Dr. Patterson available right now?
Who is speaking?
Yeah, my name's Pete. I'm from Cardiff. We do a lot of the supplemental funding here for Wells Fargo, Chase, Union Bank.
Well, may I leave her a message?
Yeah, well, do you know what? Does she have an email? Because that I like to email the doctors because they're usually not around, hard to get a hold of.
No, I can just leave her a message.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, tell her that Pete from Cardiff called. And
Okay.
Cardiff is spelled CARDIFF as in Frank Frank. And just take down my number and have her give me a call back. 858
Yeah.
225 2347.
And what is in regards to?
It's in regards to the work she did with Wells Fargo. She did some equipment financing a while back in 2013.
I don't think she did any work with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, she took out some equipment. It probably was a vendor that just went through Wells Fargo, so she's really not really aware. But we did pre-qualify you because you did have good payment history with them. So she probably got some piece of equipment. It was towards the end of 2013 here.
I think there must be some mistake.
No, I got a UCC information right in front of me. I got a filing right here.
No,
You
I'm
definitely.
sorry. I am Dr. Patterson. Okay,
Okay, I'm.
and I haven't done anything. So maybe somebody took my identity or something. So I
No,
want to double check on that to what degree.
I don't think no one took your identity. Like you did, if you got any piece of equipment in 2013, did you do that?
No.
No, you didn't. Nothing. Well, that's weird because I do have a UCC filing for you because a lot of times if you financed some sort of equipment or maybe some software, the vendor will actually run it through another bank and just tell you they did the financing. But we
Can you
pre-qualified
send
you.
it
Well, we
Can you
pre-qualified you because you had strong lending history for 250K for
Oh my
some
God, no,
for.
and I don't. This is wrong. This is not me. I'm pretty sure that I didn't do that. I didn't pre-qualified. I didn't try to buy anything.
No,
So can
exactly.
you
We sent you an offer because we think you're going to be a good potential customer because on your DNB credit profile, you had good credit. So we sent you an offer for 250K for some capital and equipment. Do you have anything that you're working on? An office remodel? Nothing?
Nope.
Okay, no problem, Dr. Patterson. That's all we needed. Is there a typical time that you normally reevaluate your business or do anything like that, or is it?
No, I'm not practicing right now. So actually,
Okay.
I'd like to know where you got my information.
Oh, it's a UCC filing. It comes along with your Dun & Bradstreet credit profile. It has some credit information about your business. It's all public information.
And I type UCC filing, and I can find those information.
Yeah, like if you go to the Dun and Bradstreet, this is a they're a company that collects credit profiles on businesses. They're actually located in New York and New Jersey, and we get our information from them. You see what I'm saying? They keep track
Yeah.
of all the businesses' credit profiles. It's called a DNB credit profile. I don't know if you're aware how it works. They just keep track of your financials, where you're loaning, and they compile this all in a database called a UCC file. We, in turn, banks use these all the time to compare customers to pre-qualify them because I don't want to lend money to some auto body shop with a guy with like a 500 credit score. No, I want to lend to somebody who I know. I want to look at least for potential customers that I know can afford, to expand their business that are looking for it. But if that's not you, no problem. But that's where we got the UCC file from. We typically do office remodeling for a lot of doctors, or if there's a piece of equipment you're looking to bring on, or I've even, done some expansions where they've bought a whole nother practice on, and they needed a couple hundred thousand dollars to buy somebody out. But it's you know, if you're looking for your business to grow. If you're not, then we're not for you.
Okay, good. I'm not looking for now.
Okay, no problem, Dr. Patterson. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.